الحمد لله وكفاه، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا Respected elders, teacher, and my dear fellow brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The contemporary world is passing through a period of utmost confusion and unrest. The human values of morality have disappeared. Materialism and sensualism are rampant. The differences of race, color and nationality are reigning over the face of the so-called advanced civilization. The various isms of this world have proved to be the bewildering monsters of this age of distress at all levels of human society. With the advancements of science and technology, the human values of morality have disappeared. There is a dire need for reforming our current methods of salvation and giving light to the principles laid down by Islam. Many people limit their views and understanding of obedience to following the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only in salah, fasting and other acts of worship. The guidance of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in respect to human rights and obligations, personal habits and social behavior have not been taken as part of religion. Allah has created human beings as an equal entity. Every human being is related to each other, and all are one community of brotherhood in their honorable and pleasant servitude to the most compassionate Lord of the universe. Under this brotherhood, it is incumbent upon every man to know what human rights are and to act upon them in order to become a peaceful and prosperous society. The topic human rights in Islam is such a lengthy subject that it may take hours to deliver its complete stance. As time is short, I'll briefly touch upon some basic human rights to give you an idea of what importance Islam has given to the subject. Islam has laid down some universal fundamental rights for humanity as a whole, which are to be observed and respected under all circumstances, whether such a person resides within the territory of the Islamic State or outside of it, whether he is at peace or at war. The Holy Quran very clearly states, O believers, stand up firmly by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bearing witness with justice, and let not the enmity of any people incite you, that you should not do justice. Do justice, that is nearer to piety, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, Allah is aware of your doings. What is ihsan? The state of ihsan is you giving everything you possibly can to the other party without expecting anything back from them. Why? Because Islam is a religion of peace and harmony. This is not the place for a mu'min's reward. Their reward is in the akhirah for whatever good they do. Islam tries to mention human rights and many others not only by providing certain legal safeguards, but mainly by inviting mankind to transcend the lower level of animal life, to move on to a plane of existence where, by reason of his inner experience, man can realize the ideal state of brotherhood. When we speak of human rights, we really mean that these rights have been granted by God. No legislative assembly in the world or any government on the earth has the authority to make any amendment or change in the rights conferred by God. Islam gives the right of freedom of thought and expression to all citizens. Women's honor and chastity are to be respected under all circumstances. The hungry person must be fed, the naked clothed, the wounded or diseased treated medically, irrespective of whether they belong to the Islamic community or are from among its enemies. The Holy Prophet ﷺ during the farewell had said, your lives and properties are for Father till you met your Lord on the day of resurrection. You also said, one who kills a man under covenant will not even smell the fragrance of paradise. Along with the freedom of conviction and freedom of conscience, Islam has given the right of to the individual that his religious sentiments be given due respect and nothing be said or done which may encroach upon his right. Islam has recognized the right of the needy people for help and assistance to be provided to them. The Holy Quran said, لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, and in their will there was the right of the beggars and the unfortunate. Islam tries to mention human rights and many others. Islam tries to mention human rights and many others not only by providing certain legal safeguards, but mainly by inviting mankind to transcend the lower level of animal life. So let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to follow the ways of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely and contribute to revival of our fragile and indicted deen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.